This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, among the mistakes of the parents. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In today's lesson, we'll talk about the mistakes of the parents, or the mistakes that the parents do upon their children that don't lead to good results. Mostly, it's expected of a parent to be more understanding in the way he or she is dealing with the child. Because the parent has lived more years than the child has. The parent is older than the child. He's lived more years in the world than the child has. So sometimes, as much as the parents are trying hard to make it good, they're trying hard to bring up the children in a good manner, you find out there are a few mistakes that this particular guide or parent is doing in his life that make it difficult for the child to grow to be a good child, to be a better child. Now, one of the mistakes that the parents do during their parenthood is that some of them deal with their children as if they are small kids, you know, by imposing their wills on them. This may cause unhappiness and discomfort in the young boy or the girl. So this particular young boy, this particular girl that is growing up, expects to be respected, being that he or she is coming out of the children's world into the world of the adults. You know, up till today, there are some parents who are fond of cautioning their children, even when they grow up. For example, to be careful of cars on the road when they want to cross the road or when they want to go out to their workplaces or other places. Such advices are good advices for children. But they are not good for the grown-up who knows how to take care of themselves, you know. You can advise the kid to do things according to the age that they are into. A child or a kid who is 20 years of age should not be advised as the kid who is 2 years old. So as parents, it's expected from us to be advising our kids. But how are we supposed to be advising them? We should advise them according to their age. A two-year child should be advised as a 2 years kid. And a 20 years old should be advised as a 20 years old child and not the other ways, because it will lead to bad results.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is ParseToday.com.
You can email us at EnglishRadio@IRIB.ir. La ilaha illallah.
Welcome back. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, and this is A to Z. We are talking about the mistakes, or among the mistakes of the parents, or the mistakes that the parents do in their day-to-day livelihoods. So you see, a parent, as much as they're trying hard to make it good to their kids, they are usually making so many mistakes that lead to bad results. So, among the mistakes that parents do during their parenthood is to enforce on our children a certain work or profession that we like, of which in the end, you find out that the child doesn't like that particular profession. The child doesn't feel to be like a teacher, but you as a parent, you're forcing the child to be a teacher in their life. This is because a young boy or the young kid, the young girl who is growing up, is an independent personality. You might like seeing your child to be a teacher in life. It might make you feel good, feel happy to see that your child has attained a certain responsibility, a certain career in their life. It will make you happy, of course, but you realize that the kid or the young girl, the young boy who is growing up, doesn't feel like doing that particular career, doesn't feel to be that particular personality that you want them to be. He's an independent personality. He wants to be different. He wants to be what he feels, because he's growing up as a different human being than you are. So you cannot enforce a certain career, a certain job, a certain thing that you think is good, you cannot enforce it on your kid. This is a big mistake that could lead in the failure of life of that young boy when he or she grows up in life. We should be careful about this. Thank you so much for listening. Fi amanillah. Bye.